industry.
Don't know if I'm gonna get
to I know. Like, okay, we need to lose this way, friend.
I've got 1:03 p.m. We'll go ahead and call this special meeting of the Coryell County Commissioners Court order at this time, noting that there are a quorum of the court present. For those of you that are here in person, if you've got an electronic device, we'd ask that you place it on silence at this time. And for those of you that are participating by Zoom, we'd ask that you place your device on mute until such time that you would need to address the court. We'll begin this afternoon with a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you today, humbly asking for the forgiveness of our sins. And Lord, we recognize you as the creator of all, both in heaven and on earth. Lord, we're so thankful for the many blessings that you continue to bestow upon us. And we very humbly ask that you watch over and protect us as natural events and weather patterns happen. Lord, we ask that you would place your hand of guidance and wisdom upon this court so that we may do here on earth what is for the betterment of the citizens that we represent, as well as honoring you in heaven. We ask all these things in your son's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
And the pledge to our flags. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. The next item on our agenda is the public forum. Citizens may address the court on any matter other than matters concerning county personnel or matters under litigation. Each citizen will be allocated 5 minutes with a total time not to exceed 30 minutes. Is there anyone here in person that would like to address the court this afternoon? Seeing and hearing none, is there anyone that is participating by Zoom that would like to address the court this afternoon? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move on to item number five, which is a workshop and the primary purpose of this afternoon's meeting. The Coryell County Commissioners Court will conduct interviews with three respondents to the request for proposal RFP number 25-03 relating to the county's employee health insurance plan. Our first respondent that we will consider for today is with Baylor Scott and White. And I understand we've got representatives from Baylor Scott and White here with us today. The floor is yours.
Well, thank you guys very much. I appreciate the opportunity to be here and see you guys and kind of talk through anything that you would like to talk through, question and answer wise. My name is Jessica Waits, and I am the client manager for the Baylor Scott and White Health Plan. I am responsible for the overall satisfaction of the group, as well as the renewal strategies, benefits, all of that to make sure that everything runs smoothly as possible. So I do have a partner that helps with some of the day-to-day stuff. He was unable to make it today, so I'm flying solo. But I wanted to kind of open things up. I know that there are likely questions. I did put together some information for you. I know that Randy has also given you some information, so I wanted to piece a little bit together for you. You'll see that the cover letter that was in the RFP is there. Just kind of explaining that we're here, we're local. I fly in from Lubbock, so I took the red eye out of Lubbock this morning. We're here, we're local, we take care of things here, and we want to continue that. I know there have been instances where we've come up and visited and talked, and so we're available, and that's one of the big things that we really would like to make sure that everybody's aware and happy with. In that, you will also find some information on our renewal. So as the incumbent, this is our renewal that we put out this year. It is a rate pass. And on top of that, you'll also find a couple of other things of information. One, on that renewal, you'll also see that there's a rate cap for a second year renewal next year. And the next page is the gain share agreement. So the gain share agreement is essentially we will share in the gain. if the group performs better than what we anticipated, any savings we would split with the county 50-50. And I know that they look at that, maybe that doesn't ever happen. It does. It absolutely does. I have three checks waiting for me to deliver. One of them is six figures. So it is something that we would like to offer to the county, kind of to put our money where our mouth is, so to speak. We do the best that we can when it comes to anticipating how the group is going to perform, which is where we come up with the rule where we think that you guys need to be to stay on track with where your plan needs to be. But you can do better than that. And we want to share that back with you guys. Some of the ways that we can do that is pushing more wellness initiatives. I did include some of that in some slides there for you. You do have multiple wellness initiatives that we can help you guys with. We have a diabetes program that has been very successful. Members who are a part of the diabetes program, they get their diabetes medications for free. They get their test strips for free. They get one-on-one monitoring with a health coach. They go through a pharmacist, will go through their medications. And it has proven to lower A1C scores and lower the cost per member with diabetes due to less emergency room visits and different metrics of that we have been able to track. So a few different things with that. We also have just regular Be Well coaching when it comes to someone who wants to sit down with a nutrition coach and or a smoking cessation. We do have a smoking cessation program and a stress management program. But we could all use a little bit of that. And these are just different things that we can partner with you guys on. We can provide reports. If the county would like to incentivize any of those, we can provide reports of who has been involved in the program so that you guys can keep track or however you would like to do that. We would be open to helping you with a wellness program like that. One of the other things that I would like to point out, the only change that we have this year, your plan is staying the exact same. The only change that we will have this year is pharmacy, and it is a positive change. So there is a page in there that will explain that a little bit better, but we have currently a six-tier formulary. We are expanding that to a seven-tier formulary. So we have added in a new tier, which is a low-cost tier, before all of our non-preferred drugs were together, generic and brand, and I think there were tier four. Now we have split those out where a non-preferred generic is now going to be a lower tier than a non-preferred brand. So a lot of medications actually bumped down a tier. And so those first tiers are now either $0 or $5, and y'all's plan is a $0. The benefit is also on the specialty drugs. You'll see that in there as well. The specialty drug co-pays have also decreased quite substantially, which will in turn help the members that are on those medications. Otherwise, the plan benefits are the exact same. We were able to match benefits year over year, so you won't see any differences in that. I did include the SBC, and that's one of the things y'all had asked about to make sure you can compare apples to apples. And that will be what is reflected as the same as what you currently have. That was a lot of information in a very short period of time.
And also, Jessica, not to interrupt you, but the FBCs are what's on the desk
Right.
and that I copied. And then she also included it in her packet. And then the other one's for another presentation.
On the wellness program, I thought, I remember reading 70% participation in here. But as far as the wellness program, for that to credit us or
benefit.
Yeah, benefit us, how many, what is the percentage on the wellness program? I remember it being very, very high months before.
As many as how
It,
many people would need to be
right,
enrolled for you
yes.
guys to actually start to see it? Honestly, it depends on who enrolls.
I got you.
If more of the sick individuals enroll
Got
in
you.
some of the coaching and we can get their numbers down, it's a much higher percentage.
if a bunch of healthy people get on there and they just continue to stay healthy, you're going to see it a lot lower further. So it really depends on the diagnosis. Yes. Other questions that I can answer for you? I know that that was a lot of information and I know we have plenty of time. So about
So you mentioned, and you notice we're kind of focusing in on this wellness. I'm a proponent of, but the hardest thing, of course, is motivation and participation.
Yes.
And, you know, if I've ever seen the lack of anything, and this is not a condemnation of Baylor Scott White, I think it's the industry as a whole, is it's very hard for us as an employer, especially a government employer, to drive that. And we've seen very little
participation.
And so how can Baylor Scott & White really reinforce that program, you know, to our employees? And then one question, if you don't mind. And then the second one is, like you mentioned, the diabetes program. Well, you know, due to HIPAA, of course, I don't think we should be privileged of who is a diabetic in our organization, but you are.
Yes.
Can you guys personally reach out and do you? Okay, I've asked a lot of questions.
No, you're good. Absolutely. I'll do the last question first because it's the easiest and it is a yes. So we have communications that go out. So we do kind of a broad member blast at the very beginning whenever that program opens up, just to kind of start it, get it out there. That goes through email, the email that we have for the members in our system. That I will tell you is a lower percentage than what we would hope or what we would like, but it is the first form. But then our pharmacy team, they do direct outreach. They get the reports. They see who has diabetes based on their medical claims, those that have diabetic markers and diagnosis in their claims. And they do direct outreach to them. That program is our own program, but it is something that we have created. It is partnering with our wellness team and our pharmacy team. Our pharmacy team is made up of all pharmacists and pharmacy technicians, even customer service. Whenever they call in customer service, they are talking to an actual pharmacy technician when it comes to the pharmacy questions. So they do the direct outreach. They help them get into the program, make sure they've done their labs to get into it. And so, yes, we do. We do a lot of direct outreach that way. They also let us know our groups that have higher numbers of diabetics so that we can do a little bit more poking and prodding from the client management side. Just your group would really be good. This would be a great opportunity, those kinds of things as well. So we try and hit it from different angles to answer that question.
Like I said, I kind of preface that with, we don't know that's going on because we're not supposed to. We're not supposed to know that.
You're not supposed to know that that's going on.
Right.
Yes. And then when it comes to the initiatives and trying to push wellness, we understand that is the hardest part. We see that it's not just based on your industry. It is all that we see. I mean, from business professionals down to blue collar, we do see that there is a lack of initiative when it comes to wellness. I will say that the more incentivized they are, the more participation you get. I mean, that's pretty given. If you incentivize somebody enough, they'll usually tag along.
Yeah.
What we can do is, of course, more outreach. We can provide more information. We can have lunch and learns. We can go to your different departments, like your safety meetings that you have. We can go there. We can have them taught. We can bring our wellness team in. We can engage them as much as we possibly can when it comes to that. If you have the opportunity for us to do that, our wellness team loves to come outside. That is one of their favorite things to do, and they would do it all the time if we had new people who wanted them to go. So we can get in front of them, we can get them engaged in that manner, and we can help you incentivize in some form or fashion. I know that there are others that we have provided some reports to on just who has contributed to their wellness assessment that they can do on their member portal, who is involved in just the normal coaching, not necessarily what coaching, but just if they have participated in any of those programs. We can provide reports of that. We have done that in the past to others, and they put them on a point system. if they watch a webinar and we provide information that they've watched a webinar, then they get a point. And after so many points, they were given a gene day. And after so many points after that, they were incentivized in different ways within their employer. So we can help with that as much as possible. At this point in time, we cannot personally or formally provide dollars to them to incentivize them to do that. But we can definitely help you guys create a wellness program.
The free diabetic supplies is certainly an incentive. So diabetes is probably the number one. What are the, is there any other targeted areas? Is it cardiovascular?
So when it comes to our coaching, diabetes is the first one. And then we have the nutrition management, stress management, and tobacco cessation. Those are the four big coachings that we do. We do also have just overall health coaching with our wellness team. Those are usually between 7 and 12 weeks, and it's a phone call, a virtual appointment with an actual wellness coach from Baylor Scott & White Health. So those are our big key areas for those. The wellness team also puts out newsletters that go to those members that are that we have the email addresses for. We've also started forwarding some of those out to the employer groups because not everybody gets them. If the employer groups want to, but it highlights our monthly webinars that the wellness team has. It highlights different initiatives. The summer initiatives are talking about skin health and making sure you're wearing your sunscreen and your hats and you're working outside, all of those. So we do those out quarterly and just different ways to try and touch members to get them more engaged in their health.
Yeah, if you're, there's others in the room too, I think a better approach for us because, yeah, not a lot of, I mean, many of our employees don't have email addresses. So I think it'd be smart if we identified the department head, told you they have 20 employees, and then you send that entire packet to them and they distribute it, you know, to the employees.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be a better.
That's it. That's easy for us to do because that's something we can sign personally, either myself or Chris.
I think a better way.
Yeah, and we hadn't in the past been putting emails in when we register people. I mean, we could definitely start doing that, but we would have to give them at open enrollment. We would have to get them because on payroll side, we're not technologically advanced, so we don't have anywhere to put that kind of stuff. But we could, we do ask for it at open enrollment, so we could definitely work on that.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that even like our applications, those that do the hand applications and build them out, there's a place for email.
Yeah.
And it usually gets left blank.
Yeah.
So I understand not having them yourselves either because that is a field that people just skip because we all
they don't want to get that inundated with the spam.
Emails a day. Exactly. Exactly. So we do try and approach things in as many different ways as possible when it comes to that.
Does that get just to double check? This is the same plan that we currently have?
Yes.
We need to decide the
pharmacy,
and then that extra for next year.
The
cash.
Yeah, we have a rate cap and a gain share.
Okay. And this is that the first time for the rate cap? Have we ever?
Something I know of.
It's never been pointed out to me, and I did it for 10 years. So, I mean, that's why I was just making sure that it's not something that I needed to read fine print. Missed it. So,
nope.
Okay.
And the answer was no. We've never.
No.
Never had that available.
Okay. No, good. And whenever I read that, I didn't believe so either. So.
So, yes. And that's a pretty big deal, right? Because that helps you budget long term, knowing that the most that you would have to budget for an increase in the following year is there. Even if something crazy happens, you're there at that rate. So that's a huge benefit for you when it comes to long-term. And there's quite a bit of information in here. I mean, you guys know who we are. We've been Yelp employer for a long time, but I wanted to put more stuff in here that was either changes or highlighting different things for you. Wellness, obviously highlighting the different initiatives. There's information in your packet about those as well. Our pharmacy, the changes that we're making in our pharmacy when it comes to the tiers. But also in January, we did switch our pharmacy benefits administrator. You hear the PBM out there all the time, which is a pharmacy benefits manager. We actually manage our own pharmacy benefits in-house, but we do have an administrator that helps us process the claims. We switched that administrator from Optum to Capital RX at the beginning of the year. The biggest benefit, and your employees are already seeing this aspect of the benefit, is that the pricing is transparent. There's no more trying to find the cheapest place to go and get your prescription. If you go to HEB here in Gatesville, if you go to Walmart in Temple, if you come up to Lubbock and you fill it at Texas Tech, it's going to be the same price across the country. That's the way that their pricing works. There is no more of this. The other PBMs in of the world negotiate different fees with different players. We moved to Capital RX for the transparency. They have what's called NADAC pricing, which means that they take the actual price of the drug, and instead of adding onto it, they contract with the pharmacies to give them a little bit bigger of their piece of it, instead of it being a little bit lopsided and all kind of gray area. Everything is completely transparent. The rates are out there. Our mobile app, the members mobile app, now has a lot more when it comes to pharmacy benefits in it. We've integrated it with Capital RX. And so when they go in there, they can log into the Capital RX system. It'll have all of their medications that are out there listed. It will flag any medication that they have a lower cost option for them to take that information, present it to their prescribers and say, hey, my pharmacy says that this may be a better drug for me at a lower tier. What do you think? So it gives them a little bit more control over some of their costs. Some of those that are on brand medications, maybe we can get them down to a generic medication. So that's something that we're really happy with so far. We've seen great results with it. They can also, if it is a drug that we don't care, we don't cover, it's non-formulary, then the app has it built in where it will find the cheapest price for them to not use their insurance. So instead of having to go through like the GoodRx app, I know that's a pretty popular one when people go to GoodRx to find who has the cheapest, that's built into Capital RX. So it'll be built into their member application with us as well to just help. Because some people, they get on a drug and it's a non-formulary drug and they stick with it and that's okay. They pay out of pocket, but they still want the best price for it. So we want to make sure that we can help them with that as well. And that's part of the app. So they've got a lot of fun things that they're doing with it. They're doing some DNA. I don't even know what you would consider it, what the word even is. But they're doing cheek swaps for certain medications. It's called the RX Helix Program. And Capital RX is looking at some of the different medications that members are on long-term. And if they qualify, they would send them a swap. Do a mouth swab and they send it back in. And it takes a look at their DNA and the different medications that they're on and measures the side effects of different comparable drugs and which drug would be best for them. With that, they have produced results showing that it has decreased the costs across the plans that they have monitored, and also their emergency room visits have come down. So that information is in there. Their little statistics are in there so that you guys can see that. But we're really happy with this new partnership so far.
And we currently don't push the app because in the past there was issues with it. I mean, it's been multiple years, but like people would log in and then it would require something and it was just a hassle. But we can definitely push that out as far as to all of like, that's what I was just asking. Kristen, we currently don't.
Okay.
Don't use that. I mean, I don't know how many of my employees use the portal.
Mm-hmm.
We use it for the internet and stuff, but as far as I know, I personally don't. So that's mm-hmm. something that we can go
it's
forward.
Great point. Because that the member portal is the same on the app, and it also ties with their medical records. So it's all in one place. If the employee uses a Baylor provider, they can link their medical records to it instead of going into all the different portals that doctors have these days. It's all in one if they're using Baylor. So they can schedule appointments, they can get virtual visits, they can look at their lab results to find all of their different information that way, chat with their providers, and they can also chat with customer service through the portal as well.
I haven't been on it in a while. Probably a good thing And on a scale of 1 to 10, if I recall, I'd give you about a 5 on being able to research available positions sometimes.
That is
a bad page.
It is a point of contention. Yes, it is. And I can say that 11 years ago, I started with the company in provider relations. So I can see it from both sides, and I completely agree. We have struggled with provider, finding a provider, making sure that whenever you search in different places, they all link up to the right place. That was something that we really pushed this past year. And that is one of the things that has been completed, is they have gone through and kind of scrubbed through that provider listing. They've made sure that whenever you search it, when you're logged in on the member portal, it matches whenever you just go to the website. So that is something that we have heard the feedback on, both externally and internally, and that is something that we have addressed.
Good. You know, telemedicine is now it's a real thing.
It is. It is a real thing.
It is a real
that
thing.
That is one of the positive things. It's not a COVID.
Thank you. The only positive thing.
Yes.
I understand, you know, I had to look at 3 plans, so I'm trying to. Do I remember, is yours a 0 copay for telemedicine?
Yes, it is.
Now, does that have to be with a Scott & White, or is it any, if could you use your primary care physician that's maybe not a Scott & White, but they are under the plan and they do telemedicine? Is that still a 0 with them?
So it's 2 different ways, because they get billed in 2 different ways.
Okay.
So when it comes to telemedicine, that would be through an actual virtual visit on our Baylor Scott & White app with a Baylor Scott & White provider, or Teladoc. We have Teladoc. Members can log into Teladoc using their information, and that is a $0 copay if they go through that avenue. Now, if your primary care doctor says, hey, I just need to talk to you for a minute about your results, let's just do this virtually, they are going to bill that as an office visit. They're not going to bill that as something that is virtual. It is an office visit that they bill, and then they just put an extra code on it that says that they did it virtually. So that will go through your regular office visit copays. And that's just due to how they bill it. A great question. Well, I see y'all are all thinking. So,
but also, Scott, because we're on a preferred, your primary care right now, if you have going to be a Baylor Scott & White doctor, because we're on a preferred.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Jessica, I've got a couple questions for you, please. Is Coriel Health and the Coriel Health Network, are they considered part of your participating provider network?
Yes, they are.
Okay. And it's very clear, it appears very clear to me, but I just want to confirm, emergency room care is a $500 copay per visit. And then if that ends up resulting in a hospitalization within 24 hours of that same purpose, then that's just rolled over into, yes. Okay. Who from Coryell County, because I think you're probably about the third of our people that I've dealt with from Baylor Scott & White as far as our customer relations. And a wellness program has been brought up. This is not something that's new. Who from the county has been engaged with Baylor Scott & White for the development and the implementation of a wellness program?
So I've been over the counties for a year.
Okay.
I think I came like right at renewal last year.
Yep.
So I've only been here with the county for about a year as the account manager. I'm not sure from the previous, I'm not sure who they talked to or what they did or what they did not do.
Okay.
I will say that for us, wellness has not been as big of a push until recently. So that is something that we are really pushing, especially as groups are new, because our wellness team has really ramped up a lot of the different things that they're doing.
And hearing you, what I'm kind of, so please correct me if I'm misinterpreting, but it appears like a key piece of the communication between Baylor Scott & White and individuals that are covered under the Baylor Scott & White plan is electronic. So if they're not on the app or they don't have an email tied to their account, it's reasonable to conclude that there's a big lapse in the communication piece between our health insurance plan and the employees. Is that a fair assessment?
When it comes to like us sending out wellness, us sending the information out to extra stuff, I think that would be a fair assessment, yes.
Okay.
The customer, as far as customer service and things like that, that is wide open. They can go talk to them from any different avenue, whether it be electronic, in person, even you can walk into the temple office and speak to somebody. So, but as far as the extra stuff, I think that would be an accurate statement, which is I appreciate Mr. Whittle bringing up getting it to the department heads and we move it through that direction, because I think that would be a lot easier to get some information disseminated.
Well, that's all I've got. I mean, anyone else?
Yeah, you do me a favor. And because
sure.
At the end of the day, it does come down to the numbers.
Yes.
As they say, on the rating sheet, that's a yep. big that's a big percentage. This particular sheet
yes.
right here, could you maybe just go through the categories, you know, real quick? And, you know, specifically like the maximum out-of-pocket, just give them maybe a quick explanation of how the insurance world works that way. Because he mentioned like the $500 that applies and that. Maybe a quick overview of how it's got a lot of plan for it.
Sure, absolutely. this is actually one of our richest plan options. I will put that out there. This is, and it may be one of the richest that I have in my book personally of 70 or so different groups. So this is a fantastic plan to be offering your employees, and I applaud you for making it such a priority to have such a good benefit plan out there. The coinsurance is, start at a different one. Your individual deductible is $0. So having a $0 deductible means that you don't have any first dollar that you have to pay before the insurance kicks in. Insurance is going to start meeting you from the very beginning. And so your private offices or your copay visits, those are the same, whether you're going to a PCP or a specialist, which is not something that you see very often. Usually the specialist is a double of the primary. That is a copay. That gets lumped into your maximum out-of-pocket. Okay, so any money that you spend lumps into that maximum out-of-pocket, which is your $3,000 maximum out-of-pocket on the individual. So whether that be your copays, or anything else, because your plan does not have a coinsurance. There is no splitting it with us. You're straight copays for everything that you do. So any of your copays go into that $3,000 bucket. Once you've hit that $3,000 bucket, that's it. Anything else that you have after that, the plan pays for 100%. So your pharmacy also goes into that bucket. When it comes to anything that you do on that SBC sheet, like going to the emergency room or anything else, any dollar that comes out of your pocket goes into that bucket. Does that help? Is that what you were looking for?
Yeah, and then the RX benefits, those are pretty self-explanatory.
Yes. So the ones that are listed here on the rate sheet are just the retail, the three or the four categories before you get to specialists. Specialists are not included on this listing here.
I would think that the number one question, I know last year when went with Ms. McFarland, one of our largest departments, to roll our insurance out. That is always the biggest question that they have, and it's sometimes hard to explain it. What's the most they can do?
Yes.
And so I have to explain it again. It would be like if the doctor ordered that you had to go have a pulmonary test, that would probably, you'd have to pay $250 out of that, then that applies towards your $3,000.
Yes.
Is that, so that's an individual. I'm sure it's in here, but the family is, that's a little different. Okay.
Yes, and then the way that the family works is it doesn't matter how many people are in your family. Once you have hit your family, which is double, it's two members essentially. If two people in your family need their out-of-pocket, then your whole family's met your out-of-pocket. And you mentioned, kind of
having to talk through it with your teams and whatnot with the open enrollment. That is something that I don't know was communicated very clearly in the past based on some feedback that I got from them, that we can come out to your open enrollment meetings. We can do your open enrollment meetings. We can do presentations. We can do question and answers. We can bring information. I'm happy to do that. I love doing that. That's one of my favorite things that I get to do, is to go out and actually talk to people about their insurance and how it works and why it works for them, and what's best for them and their families. That's something that we like to do. And that's another touch point that we have to try and stress all of the programs that we have. The more engaged they are, the healthier their group's going to be. The healthier the group is, better your rates are going to be. So me and my partner, Chris, would be here for that. Trying to answer some of those questions for you.
Yeah. Any other questions for Ms. Waits?
I have
burned all mine.
Burned all yours. Well, thank you guys again. I greatly appreciate the opportunity to be able to be here and speak with you about the health plan. You know, Coryell County is one of my favorite places to come to. I make sure that I visit you whenever I come to this area and come to these ladies. And I really appreciate you guys and the opportunity to come talk this through, because I know that health insurance is a complicated mess sometimes, and we want to make it as easy as possible. So thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Since we do have a published timeline, I want to make sure that those that are interested in specific areas, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, is what I'm basically saying. So I've got 1:40. Let's take a recess until 1:55, and then we will pick up with curative beginning at 2 p.m. So we are in recess. Okay, I've got 1:55 p.m. and we'll reconvene in open session. Unfortunately, we've received information from the representative for Curative, Mr. Cantu, that he is caught up in traffic. It's still probably about an hour out. We do have a published timeline, so for those individuals that are interested in a specific presentation, I want to hold to that as much as possible. So to be able to give Curative the opportunity to present today, what we will do is we will recess until 2:55 p.m. We will allow, we'll pick up with the Texas Association of Counties for their presentation. And at the conclusion of the Texas Association of Counties presentation, if Mr. Cantu is here at that point, we will give Curative an opportunity to present and allow the commissioners to entertain and ask questions at that time. But I do want to, since we did have this breakdown of specific times for any entities that are wanting for a specific time, I want to hold to that. So we will be in recess until 2:55 p.m. Thank you. Okay, I've got 2:55. We'll go ahead and reconvene in open session at this time, picking up with the Texas Association of Counties. We've got a couple of representatives here to dazzle us. Yes, to dazzle us.
I've never heard that in before, but I like it. All right. I almost said good morning, but it's the afternoon already. My mind. My name is Clarissa Messenger. I am the employee benefits consultant for the East Territory of Texas Association of Counties. We appreciate the opportunity to allow us to come out
and present our renewal to you all. And I'm joining with Jacob.
My name is Jacob Valadez. I am the Senior Financial Analyst for the Health and Benefits Services Department at Texas Association of Counties. I've been at TAC for almost 7 years now, with a background in mathematics and risk analysis.
Thanks, Jacob. We actually started at the same time at TAC, so I've been with TAC for the last 7 years as well. Previously servicing the South Territory, and I moved into the East recently in January. So happy to be here with y'all. Might have seen y'all at a conference before. So we put together a packet to sum up what is in your proposal that we submitted. And so this will be a little bit easier for you to follow along, ask questions, of course, because I know what's in your binder is a lot. We like to make sure that you have all the information that you need to make decisions, you know, on the health and employee benefits for your employees. And so we understand that choosing an employee benefit partner is probably one of your biggest and most important decisions, right? It impacts the budget. It's probably one of your top three line items. And it also helps you to retain your employees. So better benefits help keep employees here within the county. So this is a proposal on behalf of the TAC Health and Employee Benefits Pool and your association. So Texas Association of Counties, who we specialize in, our sole purpose is to serve and unite our Texas counties. We did tailor this presentation that you have in front of you based off of the evaluating criteria. So it can kind of make it a little bit easier to evaluate what you are looking for specifically within the RFP. We understand that y'all obviously wear a lot of hats within the county, and so benefits might not be your realm. So that's why we are here today, is to be able to help you better understand our offering. So we are going to go through, we did introductions already. We'll talk about our qualifications and experience, our strong network partners. We'll also talk about the pricing and some value-added benefits. And then, of course, service that goes beyond the plan. So if you move to the second page on that bottom slide, you'll find a little timeline of the TAC history, as well as the health and employee benefits pool history. So we've had some significant milestones within the TAC Health and Employee Benefit Pool. 1969, TAC was established. So TAC as a whole came together, counties united and said, we need help with some solutions. We then established our TAC Trust Fund in 1980. And then in 2001, we created the TAC Health and Employee Benefits Pool, which is where we exist today, 25 years later. So a little bit about who we are on that next page. Valued partnership with the TAC Health and Employee Benefit Pool brings county-centric expertise and customer service to you and your county employees. Again, we have no other clients to serve other than counties and county entities. So we have a specific and a very tailored approach when providing customer service and expertise to all of our members. We're able to see what are the struggles with county government. What are the struggles with retaining employees on the benefit side? So that's where we're able to come in and help provide some solutions for you all. We are a member-owned, not-for-profit association. So keep that in mind. A lot of times out there with your normal carriers, they do build in a profit margin. They've got those stakeholders to satisfy where maybe their profit or their break-even point is around an 80 to 85%, and the rest is a profit, whereas we actually have a 94% break-even with the pool. So we're using 94 cents of every dollar that we receive from you all to pay for medical and prescription claims. That's key because, again, we are not for profit, so we do not keep anything from you all. Again, we service and serve our counties, so we ensure that your needs are coming first. We do have county-focused leadership, so we are comprised of a board of 11 elected officials, just like you all. So county commissioners, judges, auditors, treasurers, all different positions that help guide the pool with decisions that they make throughout the year. We also have our strength in pooling, so of course this allows us to spread the risk among all of our pool members. And I'll tell you on the next slide a little bit about how many members we have a part of the pool and lives, which can be a very big value to you and your employees and your budget. We also have what's called a surplus distribution, which anytime we have an operational surplus, so if we've got funds left over at the end of the year, we are giving that back in the form of a surplus distribution to our members. Of course, it is contingent on board approval, but it is unlike any other carrier out there that does that. So that is something that we do specifically for our members, is we do give that back as a not-for-profit. Then on that bottom slide on what sets us apart. So of course, our pooled strength is going to lead you to lower costs on a long-term basis. You might be seeing a renewal this year where it looks really good, but what we pride ourselves in is a long-term partnership and long-term stability. So currently we have 232 groups a part of the pool. Of that, it's about 191 counties, and the remainder of that are county districts. So your appraisal districts, emergency service districts, etc. We, of those 232 groups, have over, we're a little shy of 50,000 lives a part of the pool. So what that does for us is we're able to go out to all of our vendor partners to negotiate the best discounts for you all. So we're buying at a higher volume versus maybe the county individually going out with around 180 lives to 200 to negotiate the best rate. So we're using that 50,000 to go out to our vendor partners to negotiate those. Again, in surplus distribution that was approved to be paid out in 2023, it was $8 million. Over the last 13 years, though, we have given back close to $66 million in the form of operational surplus. So again, that is something that we give back as a not-for-profit association. One thing that is very key here when you're looking for a benefits partner is that long-term stability for your budget. So the average renewal for the past 7 years with the pool has been a 4.5%. That is unheard of out of the market. When we're hearing from other counties, sometimes there are double-digit increases. And so being able to pool all of these lives together, these groups together, we're able to manage that renewal rate that goes out to all of our individual counties. We do have a 98% retention rate. And on the next page, you'll actually find some information on references that you are more than welcome to contact. They have been with us for since the inception of the TAC Health and Employee Benefits Pool, including Calhoun County, Colorado County, and Nacogdoches County. Again, we have 232 groups in the pool. Of those, 191 are counties specifically. On that bottom slide, you'll see our long-term.
Can I just jump in really quick? I just really want to expand on Curtis's point on the strength in pooling and how our rating model works. So how are we able to get 4.5% average pool needed amount over the last 7 years? And how is our 99% our targeted loss ratio? Well, for one, as Clarissa mentioned, we have about 40,000 lives in the pool. So we're able to go to Blue Cross. And because we've had such a long working relationship with Blue Cross, that we can go to them and we can negotiate those rates. However, we also have the same underwriters and actuaries that we've had since the inception of the pool. So they've been doing this for about as long as I've been alive for this pool specifically. And so what that does is it gives them a lot of data on our population. So they're able to really pinpoint exactly what the claims cost is going to be for that year. And we're not, like Clarissa said, we're a not-for-profit. So we don't have profit margins. We don't have any of this extra stuff that large insurance companies build into their rates. So we're able to pinpoint that data precisely, and we're able to give our counties the best rate possible. So how we, once we get to that point, we say, okay, well, how much money do we need for this year? We'll set what's called a pool needed amount. So we'll tally up all the costs, all of the sources of revenue, which is the contributions or the premiums. We'll tally up how much we expect the claims cost to be that year. And then we'll set an overarching number that's called the pool needed amount. This past year, it was 6%. Over the last 7 years, it's been 4.5%. And so what we'll do from that point is, instead of giving each county that pool needed amount, we look individually at each and every county and each and every group in our pool, And we'll look at their claims, we'll look at their experience, we'll look at how many people they have, we'll look at how they're doing in their county-specific incentive programs. We'll look at everything with a fine, down to a fine detail, and we'll say, okay, well, this group's performing a little bit better than maybe this group. So they get maybe something that's slightly better than the full needed amount, maybe a 3 or 4%. Or this group has had maybe a not-so-good year, and they'll get maybe slightly higher, but when you add in all of the premiums for the all of the groups at the end of the year, they average 6%. So while we do set an overall pool needed amount, we are looking at your county specifically and your county's experience to say, hey, they've been doing great, they've not been doing great. And like Clarissa said, our main goal is to provide stability, because we have heard from many counties, hey, we're getting a 0, then we're getting a 20, then we're getting a 15, then we're getting a 2. And their rates of renewals are all over the place. And so our goal is to provide stability so that you can have all the information at your disposal to set your budgeting process accurately and efficiently. And we also give out our renewals as early as May for our 10-1 group. So it gives you guys a few months to set that for your budgeting purposes.
Yeah, thanks, Jacob. He's one of the main ones involved in the renewal process. So he knows firsthand in those individual ratings for each group, how that's determined as far as experience and all that good stuff. Do y'all have any questions before we move into our partnerships?
I just want to make, because I think it is clear, but I just want to make it exceptionally clear. So this is a TAC-administered program. The vendor, though, the insurer, is Blue Cross Blue Shield.
We utilize Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas for our medical network and claims administration.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? All righty. So back to the TAC Health and Employee Benefit Pool partnership. So as Jacob mentioned, we have had a long-term partnership with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas. It is all of our vendor partners' shared mission to improve the health and the financial stability of overall our county employees. And so on here is just a quick snapshot of all of the vendor partnerships that we do work with. If you move to the next page, we'll talk about the individual valued partnerships with each vendor. I won't go through all of them, but mainly Blue Cross and Navitus for a prescription. So with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas, what you can expect and a value that you get with partnering with us, partners with Blue Cross, is the network advantage. So they do have access to those super deep discounts within those rural parts of Texas. For you all, we understand how important the Baylor Scott and White area and the providers are, and we can assure you that Baylor Scott and White providers are in the Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas network. They also service all 254 counties, so they've got providers within the areas in Texas, as well as outside of Texas as well. They also have superior customer service. So we actually, the TAC members or TAC Health and Employee Benefit Pool members, they have their own designated toll-free number that they can call into for any customer service needs. So maybe they have a claims question on the medical side or a claims question on the prescription side. They're able to call into the number on the back of their ID card to help get that answered. Again, it is dedicated to us specifically. They help with customer service, claims adjudication, and more. They also bring along some value-added services and programs. I know that wellness was a topic earlier, and so they bring along a well-being management program that's a value-added service for you all, where we're able, or Blue Cross is able, to manage some of those conditions and provide resources on a wellness side for employees to utilize. We'll also talk about our Healthy County Wellness Program here in a little bit, but Blue Cross also provides, of course, a portal for the member to go in and visit, you know, the website and see their deductible, how much they've met on their out-of-pocket, what their benefits are, how to find a provider, and more. We also, through Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas, they do have an incentive program called Blue Points. So if employees log on to their portal, they're incentivized by taking healthier steps in their lifestyle. So maybe going in and logging or connecting their tracking device, how many steps they're getting every day. If they're working out within one of the gyms in the network, then they're also receiving points for that. Those blue points, they can then in turn go onto the blue points portal and redeem those for gift cards. So it's a way to incentivize employees on the Blue Cross side to engage in some of those healthy lifestyle patterns. We also have some digital health programs through Blue Cross that we'll talk about here in a little bit. And then on that bottom slide, the valued partnership with Navitus Health Solutions. They are a 100% transparent pharmacy benefits manager, so a PBM. They do have pass-through pricing, which means that the only revenue source is from the actual admin fee that we pay them. So the PBM, of course, they do not keep a percentage of rebates, or there's no other revenue stream other than that admin fee. And so that's key because overall that comes in to benefit your bottom line as well. We also have an airtight contract with Navitus Health Solutions. This is something that's different out there. We customized our contract with Navitus, whereas we didn't just sign what Navitus asked us to sign. We have an outside pharmacy benefits consultant to help guide us with some decisions on our prescription drug plan, which of course allows us to have better costs on the pharmacy side. So we do have a customized formulary, a list of medications that we offer based off of the lowest net cost. So we're not out there rebate chasing or anything like that. We do have custom programs and a network. We do have the right to carve out and audit our program, as well as negotiate and terminate that with Navitus. Just to give you a little bit of insight of Navitus, when we made the change from CVS Caremark in 2019, we did reduce our prescription drug costs by 26% just by moving to them. That was almost $19 million. So CVS Caremark was a broad PBM where they kind of were rebate chasing, let things, you know, it was kind of a wide open gate, right? Whereas now with our contract that we hold with Navitus, we have programs in place to help bring in some savings for us. Next, we'll talk about the network. So we'll on, should be page 6 of your packet. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas has many different hospitals within your network. Those hospitals include the Coryell Memorial Hospital here in town in Gatesville, Baylor Scott & White Medical Center in Temple, Ascension Providence in Waco, Baylor Scott & White Medical Center in Hillcrest, Seton Medical Center, Harker Heights, and Highland Lakes Ascension Seton, as well as Advent Central Texas and Colleen. So as you can see there on the map, there's a variety of different hospitals within the network. So it is a broad PPO option that we are offering to you all. The network is very strong with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas. So that's something to keep in mind. By moving over, you will give your employees the opportunity to have a broader network, whereas they can seek care outside of Texas and in other rural areas as long as they are in the Blue Cross network. We do have out-of-network benefits as well, which we'll talk about here in a little bit also. On that bottom page, or that next page, we've got your primary care and urgent care providers. By just doing a basic search here within 100 miles of Gatesville, you'll see that for primary care, so that's going to include your family care practitioners, primary care physicians, OBGYNs, things like that that are considered primary care, you've got over 16,000 providers. Within urgent care and within 100 miles of Gatesville, you do have 385 providers for that as well. And if you're curious if a certain provider is in network, you're more than able to log on to the Blue Cross network and just do a guest login. You don't have to technically log in, but you can search as a guest and you can find which provider you might be searching for. Any questions on the network? Okay. Then we'll talk about, I'm going to briefly cover our partner services, but I know that this was an evaluation criteria for you all of 20%. So I do want to make sure that we do talk about some of the services that are available through the pool. So one being the TAC Health and Employee Benefit Pool eligibility, and billing system. So this is going to be a platform designed specifically for county admin and your employees. So administration, Randy's office probably does benefit changes for employees. So they would go into this website or this platform called Oasis to make any of those benefit changes throughout the year, as well as during open enrollment time. The employees on the flip side would also have access to an employee self-service portal where they have access to their vendor links. So like Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas, they can click on the link to them and it directs them directly into their own portal with Blue Cross. They also, with the employee self-service portal, have the access to go in and make their own elections at annual enrollment time. So that is a really nice tool to be able to provide that to employees who maybe are a little bit more tech savvy and can go in and make their own elections. I know that with some of the other counties in our pool, they don't like that feature turned on. So that is something that could be turned off if needed. It would also have access to their benefit guides and resources within that employee self-service portal. So it's just a really good tool and resource for the employee. So again, whether the county admin is making changes or the employee is making changes, that is all through Oasis, our eligibility and billing system. Through that, we're also able to generate invoices. So it's an eligibility and a billing system for you all. This would also provide county statements to the employees when they make their elections at open enrollment. So it's a really good tool just to be able to have that all together in one to make those changes on the benefit side. And in turn, of course, that all feeds over to our vendor partners. So Blue Cross of Blue Shield of Texas for our medical and Navitus for our prescription drug plan. The bottom slide there is gonna be a snapshot of what the employee self-service portal looks like. Again, they can make those changes on that portal, or if they just wanna go in and look at their resources, they're able to. The next slide is just a TAC Health and Employee Benefit Pool customer service flowchart. So with being a part of the pool, you do have a dedicated account team specific to the TAC Health and Employee Benefits pool. Not only do you have a TAC team that helps guide you all and help with those customer questions, but you also have our vendor account teams as well. So if any employees have questions, of course, the first line of defense is to let them know to call the number on the back of their ID card. Navitus and Blue Cross, again, we have customized services and a number for tax-specific members to call into to help address those claims questions they might be having. If for whatever reason they're not able to help and maybe they go to HR or the treasurer's office with questions still, you do have that designated TAC team. So you have Haley Gajewski, who is our employee benefits specialist. She handles those day-to-day questions, such as unresolved medical claims, unresolved prescription claims that maybe employees have questions about, any eligibility or billing issues. I handle the renewal, any court presentations, as well as presentations to employees and education. So that being open enrollment, I'm there every step of the way and through that to make sure that employees are educated and have the resources to be able to utilize their benefits. Even if you give them benefits, but you don't educate them, what's the point, right? So we wanna make sure that education is at the forefront for your employees. Also, one very big differentiating thing that I can say that we do is that we have a designated TAC wellness consultant available to you all. So Tasha Brent is your wellness consultant for the East Territory. And her focus is to help with any wellness program questions that we have through Healthy County. And we'll talk about that program here in a little bit. But she's there to help promote wellness in the workplace, help you to design plan incentives. So I know that that could be something to help motivate employees to get kickstarted on their wellness journey. She does core and employee presentations. So She does a Healthy County 101 presentation where we go over the wellness program. She'll do stress management, lots of different, you know, programs that she has in presentations. She'll come out and do those presentations for you all. One unique thing with Tasha is that she also, the more presentations that you have throughout the year, you're eligible for what's called employer rewards. So if you have a county-specific incentive, if you have members utilizing the wellness platform, and if you have wellness presentations throughout the year, you're eligible for a certain amount, you're eligible for a certain amount of funds throughout the year that we give back to you in the form of a check to help promote wellness in the workplace that following year. So we really, as I mentioned earlier, our wellness program is the risk management to your health claims. That is one way that we can help manage the claims costs that we're seeing. And so Tasha will be there every step of the way to help guide and kickstart that wellness program within the workplace. Any questions on that so far? Okay. Again, I mentioned that we do have a Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas customer service team. I kind of already discussed that, so we'll skip over that one. But again, they do have member tools such as our Blue Access for Members portal. Again, this is a resource where they're able to go on and find their providers, whether that's here in town or if they're traveling somewhere and they need to find a provider. They can also view their explanation of benefits, what I call a receipt for the care that they're receiving at a provider. They can also view their ID card on their phone. So if they haven't happened to misplace that, they need to order a new one and they're at a provider, there's a tool in there where they're able to view that on their app. It's a really good way to just continue to be engaged in the benefits. And so it's a really good platform that Blue Cross has for us. Navitus also has a customer service team or an account team that helps back us. So anytime we have questions from the county that go directly to our specialists, we're reaching out to either Blue Cross or Navitus based on those questions. Navitus, on the next page, you'll see the Navitus customer care. Again, they've got superior customer service, so a 99% first call resolution. So anytime that employees are calling into customer service, 99% of the time that question is resolved. That's super important because we understand how important prescriptions are and to our members. And then they also have their own member portal as well. So employees can go on and view what prescriptions are on our formulary or our list of medications that we cover. They can find in-network retail pharmacies and more. Okay, now we're getting into the good stuff, probably what you've wanted to hear, the rates. So on this next page, you'll find our quoted rates for you all. I will say that this is a 2.9% over what you currently have right now. With slightly richer benefits, or I shouldn't say richer, they're slightly better benefits. And we'll talk about the comparison here in a little bit. One thing that we also are proposing is our medical offer includes a first-year renewal rate guarantee not to exceed 9.5%. As Jacob talked about the average renewal for us, we have not needed a double-digit increase in the last, I believe, 12 years. And so, again, here's another factor of having that long-term partner, long-term financial stability. And Jacob, did you have anything to add?
Yeah, I just want to touch on that rate guarantee and kind of wanted to expand a little bit on our approach. So we take a 48-month approach when we look at renewals of our counties. We don't look at 1 year. We don't look at 2 years. We like to take a 48-month approach to see how they've been performing in a longer period of time. With other carriers, they'll likely look at 18 months, something like that, just to see what you've done very recently. And so if Coryell County were to move to the pool, we would only have a few months worth of data on Coryell County. So in our eyes, that's not enough for us to set another renewal rate for you guys. So what we end up doing is we end up giving our new groups the pool needed amount. This year it was 6. I believe last year it was something around 4.8 or 4.9. And so for all of our new groups that come into the pool, since we don't have enough data on them, we just give them the pool needed amount. We trust our underwriter, we trust our actuaries, and we'll go ahead and give you what the average of overarching pool needed amount is for that year. And like Clarissa said, I don't think we've had a pool needed amount higher than 7 in the last 7 years, 8 years.
Thank you, Jacob. Any questions on those proposed rates before we move into the plan comparison?
The one question, just looking at here, just want to make sure we got it clear. So the emergency room copay under what you're proposing right now is $100. Correct. Is that correct? Okay.
Yes. And we'll do a comparison of your benefits based off of what you've got right now. So on that next page will be the comparison of benefits for medical and then a comparison on the pharmacy side. So on here, you'll see that while you don't have a deductible right now, with us, there would be a $250 individual deductible and a $750 family deductible. However, that sounds like, wait, that's worse benefits, right? Our out-of-pockets are actually lower. So as you can see here, the out-of-pocket maximum for the individual is $1,500 versus your $3,000. And then it's $4,500 for the family versus your $6,000. So how benefits work, of course, you're meeting your deductible, and after that, you pay what's called coinsurance. So the coinsurance on this plan is a 90-10 split. So what that means is that after the individual has met the $250 deductible amount, the plan comes in and starts paying 90% of the cost of services for you. You then would be responsible for the other 10% in the cost of services. However, once you meet that out-of-pocket, whether that be for the individual, $1,500, or the family, $4,500, and again, that 10% that you're paying is going into this bucket, and any co-pays that you're paying are also going into this bucket. Once you meet that amount, the plan comes in and starts paying 100% for the cost of services for you. Again, that would mean that you're going in-network. If you are going out-of-network, of course, those benefits differ a little bit as well. With that, our co-pays are a little bit cheaper or a little bit lower than what you currently have right now. So if a member was to go in to a primary care physician, a specialty care provider, or an urgent care clinic, that would be a $20 co-pay versus your $30. There's no charge, of course, for preventative care. We want employees to go in for those services. Early detection is key. And then with the emergency room visits, of course, we want to make sure that people aren't going in for non-emergent situations, but there is a $100 emergency room copay versus your $500. And of course, if they're admitted into the hospital, that copay is waived and they're subject to their deductible and co-insurance. Any questions on the medical benefits? It's hard to just kind of compare line by line. But hopefully with that explanation of how the plan works, it helps kind of explain how that'll be.
I think another big thing too is that it's a PPO plan. So you don't, there's no need for specialist referrals via your PCP. And you also do have out-of-network benefits so that if something were to happen and you are in a pinch and you need to have a provider maybe out of city or out of state that's for a very specialized procedure, you do have some level of coverage for those providers as well.
All right. Then on the bottom page, you'll see the prescription copays. These are for a 30-day supply that are in the chart. And so for our prescription plan is a little bit tailored to us. Our tier one level drugs are mainly those generics, but sometimes some brands. So as I mentioned earlier, our goal is the lowest net cost approach. So tier one level medications are going to be a $10 copay or less, the actual cost of that medication. For a tier two, it would be a $50 copay, and that's mainly your brands, but sometimes some generics or specialty medications, depending where they fall. And then your tier three is mainly going to be those specialty medications. So that'll have a $75 copay. With mail order service, though, if you have an employee that maybe is taking a medication they know they're going to be taking every day, they can do a 90-day supply at any in-network retail pharmacy, or they could do a mail order. And the benefit of doing so is that it's actually two times their 30-day supply copay. So essentially, they're saving a third of the cost by ordering upfront. Questions on that? There's a few differences on the specialty medications. As you can see here, where ours fall and where your current plan falls. So some specialty medications would be a little bit lower on a copay basis. All right, we'll move to the next page to talk about briefly some value-added programs. I mentioned Healthy County earlier a little bit, but I know that in some discussions, I've heard wellness kind of being a topic of interest. And so with being a member of the pool, you do have access to our Healthy County Wellness Program. This is what we call a three-way partnership. So a partnership with the county, with us, the TAC Health and Employee Benefits Pool, and your employees. So you all, by investing in employee health, you're providing some of those health programs to support wellness for your employees. On our end, we're providing you the guidance and the wellness programs to offer to your employees. And then with the employees, they're committing to help your lifestyle to help make some of those responsible decisions within their lifestyle. All of that in turn, while you might not see a dollar savings, that helps benefit your claims, which overall helps benefit your budget, right? If we're catching things earlier versus later on down the road, and employees are going in for those annual physicals, early detection screenings, that can help prevent some of those higher claims in the future. The next page will just give you a brief overview of our Healthy County Wellness vendors and partners. So we've got WebMD1, Teladoc, Rosti, and more. Again, I mentioned Tasha Brent earlier. She is your designated wellness consultant. She is going to help the county, you all, brainstorm, find ways to change the culture maybe of employees to actually want them to maybe change lifestyles a little bit and engage in some of the wellness programs. I know it's not always an easy thing to change lifestyle, but she comes in to help brainstorm those ideas for you all. So whether that means bringing in a vendor for a lunch and learn or having an interactive wellness presentation or maybe even just setting up shop in a break room and having the opportunity for employees to come visit with her to talk about some of the wellness programs. She's got great ideas. Our program through Healthy County gives access to condition management programs for diabetes and hypertension management. We also have programs to help with cardiovascular disease or heart disease, as well as weight health and musculoskeletal pain. We do have a wellness platform, which is an incentivized program. So it's powered through WebMD1, where we give out a fitness device subsidy of $30. So employees are able to log on to our wellness platform and purchase a device such as a Fitbit or Garmin that actually is $30. And we pay for the shipping and handling of that. So essentially the members getting a fitness tracker at no cost. The purpose of that is to help keep track and have them keep track of their you know, holistic health on a wellness platform. In turn, we incentivize that and we give up to $75 to the member. They have the opportunity to earn $75 every year by engaging in different wellness initiatives. On the next page, I'll just highlight some key vendor partners within the wellness program. Number one being Teladoc Health. They are our chronic disease and prevention management solution. So they help with diabetes and hypertension. On the diabetes side, they give out a blood glucometer and they give out an unlimited supply of test strips and lancets to the member at no cost. These are all delivered to their home. They're able to keep track of their ratings throughout the year, provide those to their provider at their quarterly appointments, and it's all nice and organized. Again, the purpose of this is to manage the condition that they have and make sure that it's not getting to a catastrophic stage. On the hypertension management program through Teladoc Health, they do give a blood pressure cuff to check that blood pressure and have those readings. With either condition, they also get a dedicated coach to help them along the way through their journey. Wonder Health and Omada are our weight loss and chronic condition management reversal programs. So they do help with pre-diabetic metabolic syndrome, heart disease, and help employees reach a healthy weight. MD Live is our Teladoc service. So this is its own network of providers that employees would be able to call into. They also have, providers that can diagnose and prescribe medications for any minor illnesses, of course. So cold, flu, sinus infections, things like that. They're able to do conveniently from the comfort of their own home, from the car, if they're traveling, and they're able to pick which pharmacy they're picking up that script at. Benefit of MD Live is that it is a $0 copay. On the claim side, it's a lot cheaper for members to utilize MD Live for care versus maybe a primary care physician where it can be a little bit more on the claim side. So we encourage employees to utilize MD Live just because it's so convenient. Average wait time, they say, is less than 20 minutes. I've personally used it and I've never waited more than 5 minutes. So it's super, super convenient. Has anyone here heard of Erosti?
No.
Okay. Erosti is going to be our musculoskeletal and pain management program. So all of the providers there are licensed chiropractors. However, they don't do the traditional cracking and tossing of your back. They actually go in and massage the muscle fascia within any pain that you're having throughout your body. Of course, it's musculoskeletal injury resolution program. So any muscle, bone, joint, muscle, any ligament issues, things like that, they'll be able to help with. I know with our county employees, precinct employees, a lot have plantar fasciitis, being on their feet all the time. And so they come in, they can do a lunch and learn for you all. They provide the lunch, and that's a wellness program presentation that they can come in and do. The benefit of this is that they would receive this service at the same cost as your primary care physician copay, so $20. I'll tell you, my husband has Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas out there, and his employer does not contract with the Rosti how we do. So the cost of a visit for him is $225 each visit. It is so incredible to be able to partner with the Rosti because they have been able to resolve some major surgeries that were expected. That could be thousands and thousands of dollars. So their thought is to get you in and get you out. So on average, they can treat your injury within about 4 office visits. And I've personally gone for lower back pain, and it's not a nice massage. You're not going to spa, but it's a hurt so good, and that injury is resolved. So again, WebMD1 is our wellness platform where we incentivize employees to be able to earn up to $75 per year through WebMD1. And with that, they can earn points by doing things such as going in and getting their annual physical, a dental screening, different things throughout the year can help get them some points on there, as well as quarterly fitness contests. So they've got the opportunity to earn up to $75 every year just by doing different activities on WebMD1. We also have Well on Target through Blue Cross, so they help with any disease and chronic condition management program. We've got a gym discount program through them as well. And then lastly, we have Alliance Work Partners, who is your employee assistance program with the pool. This is a program that is available to all county employees, regardless if they're on the insurance or not. If they're a part-timer, if they're a temporary employee, then they have access to this service. As well as any household member, regardless if they're on the plan or not, or even related to you. As long as they're within the household, they're able to utilize the employee assistance program. Now, they provide up to 6 counseling sessions per problem per year to each individual. So sometimes we just need someone else to talk to. And so this is a really good resource for that. And they also have legal and law access. So They'll help you write a will, which is so, so important. There's a free ride program where they can get reimbursed for ride shares. If maybe they're going to the dentist, they need a ride back home and have to get a cab or an Uber, they'll help reimburse that up to a certain point throughout the year. And I did forget to mention on MD Live, we also have behavioral health specialists on there as well. So licensed psychiatrists and psychologists for any anxiety, depression, child behavior learning issues, there's someone to talk to within MD Live as well. And that's also a $0 copay. We want to make sure that mental health is also at the forefront when we think of wellness. Just as we take care of our internal body, we want to make sure that we're taking care of our mental health as well. It's super important. Any questions about that? Okay. Then lastly, your account team. So as I mentioned, there is going to be support for you beyond the plan. We're not just a benefits partner. We are your association, regardless if you're with us, a part of the pool or not. We are a trusted advisor for you all. We're a great resource, whether you need help with anything aside from health and benefits. TAC is your association. We are member owned by you all. So again, if you are to join the pool, you do have that account team that consists of Haley Gajewski, your employee benefits specialist, your wellness consultant, Tasha Brent, and myself as the employee benefits consultant. You also are supported by the Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas and Navitus Health Solutions account team. So we do have direct access to them as well, where you will have that support on that level. And then, as we mentioned, some value-added programs listed here. One that I also want to talk about is the Affordable Care Act Reporting and Tracking Service, our ARTS program. So we file those 1095s on behalf of the county. At no cost for you, and employees are able to go online and retrieve those, and then we file that with the IRS to help take that load off of whoever is doing those within the county currently. And then service for any onboarding, you'll have some information on that process here. If you decide to have interest in the TAC Health and Employee Benefits Pool. And then lastly, on that bottom page, just want to reiterate a few things that we talked about. TAC, we are here to serve you all. So we are one TAC, one purpose, not for profit. We're your association. Keep in mind the lives that we have a part of the pool. So we've got just shy of 50,000 lives a part of the pool to help bring the deepest, best discounts to you all to help on a long-term basis to help with financial stability. And then as you can see here, your vendor partners that you would be using, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas and Navitus Health Solutions, great vendor partnerships that we have with them. And we've heard great service, great feedback from employees on their service. Any questions from you all? I know I covered a lot, but there was a lot in that binder we had to, trim it down to. So any questions?
The surplus distribution that you talked about early on, that's figured per county.
Yes.
That's not figured per the pool.
Correct. So both. So yeah. We will at the end of the year look and see if we had an operating gain or an operating loss. Our goal is to break even for the pool.
Sure.
Like she said, we're a not-for-profit. Our target loss ratio is 99%. Yeah. So if claims fluctuate, and if they fluctuate a little bit to our favor, we will take that money and we'll look at each county individually to see how much they
share they would receive from
them. Right, to see how much they
got. I got you.
And so then we also look at their longevity and how long they've been in the pool, and we split it up, and we have a formula, and it splits it up that way individually.
Good question.
I reviewed this packet before, and I use that guest login to look for my doctor and whatnot. It worked fine. So that was one of my questions, because but that's fine.
And one other, I'll get that think of it.
My doctor is on there. And
yeah.
Yeah.
If y'all are utilizing Baylor Scott and Wyatt, they're in the network. So,
yeah. Well, that's another question that I had. I know maybe in last year, maybe the year before, there was, you know, it made the news.
Oh, the contract.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what is that? How?
Process.
Is this a yearly, a 5-year, 10-year? I don't know.
I don't know the exact term of that contract, but I do know that when Blue Cross has a negotiating period with a certain provider or a network of hospitals, whatever it is, they go through a contract period. So, you know, in this instance, Baylor Scott & White would give their offer. Blue Cross would try to get the best discounts, of course. And so they're just kind of going back and forth. But ultimately, what we've seen, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas and Baylor Scott & White, while it took a little while to reach an agreement, they did. I'd have to look into how long that
happened. Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
It happens with all.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I know that.
It does make the news.
I just didn't want it to.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It's scary.
Yeah. I guess that's it. That's all I have. I think.
Anything else?
No, it's too good a presentation.
Yeah.
Well, again, we appreciate the opportunity to come out and present to you all. The SBC that was requested for this, we compared the benefits within the presentation, but also within the electronic version of your RFP or our proposal. You'll find that SBC available to you if needed. Okay. And if you have any questions, my contact information is on the last page of my email. Please feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to address any questions that you have. And we truly appreciate y'all being a member of TAC, and we look forward to working with y'all in the future. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks so much. We've got Curative is already here. Let's take about a 5-minute recess. We'll get them down here and then get started at 3:55. Okay, I've got 3:59. We'll reconvene in open session. We have with us Mr. Cantu, am I pronouncing that correctly, with Curative. And I'm going to turn it over to you.
Sounds good. Well, first of all, I just want to apologize. Thanks so much for allowing me to come in a little late. If anybody knows Austin traffic, one little fender bender, one little construction project, and you're pretty much toast. So thanks so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to present this afternoon. So Felipe Cantu, Vice President of Sales with Curative. I handle the basically Central Texas region for Curative. We have folks throughout the state, also in Florida, in Georgia, and soon in D.C., Maryland. I also brought along my colleague, Jennifer Garza. Jennifer Garza is in our account management division of Curative. And essentially, once a group moves forward with Curative, they're passed on to the account management. She does a remarkable job, an excellent job of servicing that account once it's implemented. So what I really wanted to, or I really want to set up this opportunity to really answer any questions that you guys may have. I know you have the proposal that we put together. If you want me to also do a quick 101 Curative, where we're from, how long we've been around, what we're doing, and so forth, I'm happy to do that, but really want to have this opportunity to answer any questions you guys may have regarding Curative as a whole. You guys want me to do just a quick overview of 101?
If you would, please, sir.
Absolutely. So Curative has been around for about 5 years now. We initially started as a COVID testing solution. We started, talk about timing. The company started in January of 2020. Fast forward a couple of months, small firm or small lab outside of LA, was doing sepsis testing. This got out, you know, in the news. There was this thing going around, this virus. Didn't think much of it, but in the meantime, Curative was, we could probably do testing for that. It will blow over here in the next couple of days. Well, fast forward to the end of 2020, early 2021, it went from 4 employees to 8,000 employees. Really, really quickly, we were the largest testing solution around the country. I knew Curative because there was a place down the road from where I live And I, they had a quick turnaround. Within 24 hours, I had a negative test or a positive test. So it allowed me to travel, had it on my phone and so forth. So they scaled up really, really quickly. Knowing that that business was going to go away, the curative pivoted to what else should we be doing? Our founder and CEO really wanted to continue the service folks and really wanted to see how else he could be effective in healthcare as a whole. So he thought of different things. When you think about scaling from 4 employees to 8,000 employees and having to get insurance for them, he quickly recognized that their the system is completely broken. So he set off to start his own health plan. Moved headquarters from LA to Austin, Texas. We're headquartered in Austin, downtown 900 Congress, and have grown ever since. The health plan, which we refer to internally as Curative 2.0, started in September of 22. We got our certificate of authorization with the state of Texas, and we opened up shop. And it wasn't until about January of that following year, a few months later, that we started getting groups in-house. So we've grown tremendously in the last less than 3 years from the health plan as a brand new in the state. We were only actually authorized to sell our product in Travis and Williamson County. Soon we were able to get approved throughout the state and even so expanding into other states. So we are currently sitting at about 125,000 members. We have about 850 groups that we've brought on board, the majority being here in Texas, with a few of them being in Florida and in Georgia. We actually just announced a couple months ago, the largest client that we've got down in Florida is a county, not a county, excuse me. It is a county, but it's a school district. Volusia County School District in Florida has about 9,000 members. After everything is said and done, we'll have about 10,000 members just with that group alone. So we are able to handle groups that are as small as 25 employees all the way now up to 10,000 employees. So we've grown a lot in the last 3 years. I like to emphasize that Curative is unlike any other insurance company, but at the same, we are fully credited with the state. We have funding available. We're not a fly-by-night company. We have our AM Best rating, which is critically important to have in this industry. But I like to highlight that because there may be companies that have come and gone in the past, insurance companies that have come and gone in the past. We have no private equity money backing us up. This is 100% Curative. We have a very healthy balance sheet. After doing 2.5 years of COVID testing, we were able to amass a really healthy balance sheet. So we're able to do this without the worry of shareholders or private equity firms breathing down our necks, because what we're offering is just such a unique offering to employees. And so far, 125,000 members are absolutely loving it. It has been a game changer for them and so forth. So that's just a very quick overview, brief history of Curative. What sets us apart from the rest of the carriers out there is that our plan offers a $0 deductible, $0 copay. Our members don't have the burden, the financial burden, to get the care that they've been putting off, that they've been putting on the back burner, kicking the can down the road, because we eliminate that for them. So as long as a member invests 45 minutes to an hour of their time with us during the initial baseline visit, and I'll go into what that baseline visit is, as long as they invest that hour of their time with us, it unlocks that $0 benefit. So God forbid anything major happens, heart attack, cancer, they discover they have cancer, anything like that, they're going to get that treatment for $0. Everyone has that benefit for the first 120 days, the first 4 months. It's a trial run, if you will. If at day 121, they haven't done that baseline visit, they go back to a typical, they revert to a typical $5,000 deductible, 80-20 plan, meaning they end up paying a bunch of out-of-pocket expense and so forth, and they don't have that $0 benefit. I can tell you with all confidence that of all the groups that we brought on board, 98% of the folks that we brought on complete the baseline visit. The carrot is too big of a benefit. The benefit is too great to pass up. So it's easy. We've set it up to do it virtually, which is a majority of our folks that come on board. They do it virtually at any time they want. 10 o'clock is not unusual at night, or you know, really early in the morning. We have a lot of care navigators available for them to connect with. or they can do it in person. If they're in Austin, they can come down to our offices and do the baseline visit there. So we make it really easy for them to do the baseline visit. Like I said, the majority of folks do it virtually. It's 45 minutes to an hour. It is not a physical. It shouldn't replace an annual doctor's visit. It is really, truly onboarding. Instead of Curative just mailing a welcome packet and saying good luck, we really want to engage you early. We want to help you understand the health plan. If you haven't been to the doctor in the last 5 years, 10 years, forever, that care navigator is there to help you find a doctor. The second component of that is with an actual clinician. You're talking about what your health goals are. You're talking about maybe things that you've been putting off. By the way, this visit has no impact on your premium. If God forbid something's discovered, you have prediabetes, high cholesterol, that's our goal. We want you to find out that you have hypertension because we don't want you to have a heart attack or a stroke 5 years down the road. We want you to find out that you have prediabetes before it's full-blown diabetes. Curative would much rather pay a $100,000 claim than a $1 million claim. So our focus, our philosophy, what we emphasize on is for folks to have the care that they need and not be burdened by the high costs of healthcare and to find healthcare. So that's also how we are different from all other carriers out there. No more deductible to worry about, no more out of pocket to worry about. And when you see that overall, you're giving your employees a raise. They don't have to worry about that $5,000 deductible. They don't have to worry about having to spend out of pocket when they take their kids to the doctor and so forth. So essentially you're giving them a bonus, a raise, because we now eliminate that burden of having a high deductible. Also very high level overview right there. Happy to pause here and take any questions.
It's a very, very unique approach.
Very unique, very innovative, and more importantly, very streamlined. Healthcare shouldn't be complicated for the consumer, for the member, and they shouldn't have that burden. And so we really made something very streamlined and easy to understand. And as a result, this is game changing for them. You know, I like to highlight that we also, above and beyond the great health plan that we have, we also have $0 health and wellness programs for our members to combat weight loss, combat diabetes management. There's one test that I'd like to highlight is a Galleri multi-cancer screening test. It's available for any member that's 50 years and older, free of charge. Off the shelf, this is a $1,000 test. We've had several hundred of our members take this test, and a couple dozen have actually come back with early cancer, stage one, stage two. Now, I hate to be cliche and say we're saving lives. In this case, if those members had not had access to Curative, they would have had access to that test. They wouldn't have found out that they had colon cancer or pancreatic cancer, early stage. And many times when you have symptoms for pancreatic cancer or colon cancer, it's too late. It's stage three, stage four. One of them was able to, both of them, the ones that that I know about, the pancreatic cancer and the colon cancer, they were able to go to MD Anderson, because they're in network, get the treatment they needed for 6 months. They're now in remission. That was $0 for them. And so it's those types of stories that really make a huge impact in the lives of people, let alone just saving money with a health plan, even some, you know, a healthy person that never uses it. There are those instances that it really does impact the lives of people. And so it is absolutely game changing. And Your Honor, you're absolutely right. It is very innovative, and it is a really unique tool that we've developed for our members.
So being new, the question of the vast network of doctors. You know, one of, I think in our thing, we said Coriel Health is very important to a lot of the folk not here. It's our local, just considered the county hospital, private. So, you know, checking the doctors will be a very important part of, you know, availability.
100%. So I can say that I'll have to check on the county hospital.
No, it's not.
You've done your due diligence, Mr. Matthews. That's good. So Overall, I'll speak to the network overall. We have a national network of providers where about 96% of the U.S. population has access. We utilize a network called First Health. And above and beyond that, we actually have our own network, the Curative Network, where we have direct contracted with providers throughout the state and so forth. Baylor Scott & White is a big hospital system here in the region. We've actually direct contracted with them. So there would be no issue going to Baylor Scott & White, utilizing your Curative insurance. Throughout the country, again, it's a First Health network that we're utilizing. So it's a broad, national, robust network of providers that you really won't have any issues. So you're traveling or anything like that, you're going to be able to find the care that you need through the network of First Health, through the network of Curative. And then above and beyond that, we've actually introduced something called the Curative Cash Card. It actually came about when we first started, our members were being rejected everywhere they went. We don't know who Curative is. We've never heard of that. Sorry, we don't accept that. Had they looked a little bit at the card, they would have seen that it's part of First Health and so forth. But we gave them a solution. If you ever get rejected by a front desk person, high turnover, they don't know our name yet, just give them this cash card. Everybody accepts a Visa. They were able to pay the cash price. We'll resolve it. We'll go and educate that doctor's office saying Curative is a brand new carrier. They have insurance through you because it's either through First Health. So that we did a lot of that in those early days. So our founder and CEO thought, well, maybe we can expand on that. Now that more and more people know the Curative name, what if we go to providers that aren't in network with First Health? They don't want to join the Curative network through a direct contract for whatever reason. A lot of doctors don't want to join the network. They just want cash price. Well, we vet them and we're able to agree to their cash price. They have now become Curative Cash Card providers in our directory, not part of First Health. They're not part of Curative, but our members can now go to those providers and utilize that cash card. I'll tell you where it has worked really, really well. Mental health providers. Mental health providers traditionally don't take insurance at all. A lot of folks go to their mental health providers because they've been going to them for years and years and years. They don't mind paying the $150, $200 a month to see them. Well, if we go to them and we vet them and we agree to their cash price, now that member can continue to go see that out-of-network provider. But because we've approved them as Curative Cash Card providers, they can now go pay for those visits out of pocket to them by utilizing their cash card. So it's now saving them money to be able to continue to go see the providers they want. It's an easy nomination process. Direct contracting takes 90 to 120 days. It's a big undertaking to direct contract with a provider to approve them, to get credentialing and all that. This is a really easy solution. They nominate their providers if they're out of network. If we approve them, because we approve the price, they have become cash card providers, and it's about a 15-day business day process. So it's really, really easy, really, really streamlined. So to answer your question on network, First Health is really, really strong throughout the country. About 96% of the U.S. population has access to First Health providers. Coupled with the Curative Network, where we have direct contracted here in the state, I think it's something like 30,000 providers. And then now the Curative Cash Card, where you can nominate a provider who's out of network. If we have agreed to them, then they're in network with us through the Cash Card. 94% of the providers that are nominated get approved for Cash Card. So the it's a high percentage that they get approved. So strong network.
Could you, but very briefly, cover the differences between the EPO, the PPO, and the PPO max?
That's a great question. So we do like to offer our members options, choices, and so forth. The EPO is going to be a very basic. I say very basic. The majority of people that are presented with a triple option, about 65% of them go with the EPO. The only difference is that you don't have an out-of-network benefit. Knowing that this network is so strong, it's going to be really difficult to go out of network. So it's the best price option for our members to go with an EPO. The difference between PPO and PPO Max is that EPO doesn't have an out of network benefit. PPO does. The PPO has an out-of-network benefit. It also has chiropractic benefit. EPO doesn't have a chiropractic benefit. The difference between those two and the PPO Max is you get all the bells and whistles. You get a class pass, which essentially is a gym membership. Class pass is you can literally go on classpass.com, put in your zip code, and see what yoga studios have this, and you get credits. So you're able to go to the gym or yoga or any of those types of things, and you have, I think it's 26 credits a month that you can use towards those gym benefits. It also includes an expanded pharmacy network. In Central Texas, we're pretty lucky. We have an HEB on every corner. That's going to be the go-to pharmacy. In a place like Austin, there's no other pharmacy that our members can go to except HEB or the Curative Pharmacy. We actually own our own closed-door pharmacy. A lot of our members get their medications through the Curative Pharmacy, and it's delivered to their doorstep, to their work, in many cases, next-day delivery. So in rural areas, we've partnered up with Brookshire Brothers, but the PPO Max actually has expanded. So we don't partner up with Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid. Typically, they're about 8% more expensive than every other pharmacy that is in our network. We utilize a CAPRX network, but typically it's a lot more expensive. So we don't really partner with them, but EPO Max members have access to those. They actually surveyed, high-level executives. They wanted that, and that's why we included it in the PPO Max. And typically with an organization, you see that those higher earning employees are the ones going with the PPO Max. But to answer your question, PPO Max has ClassPass, which is a gym membership, expanded pharmacy network, and chiropractic benefit. PPO has a chiropractic benefit and the out-of-network benefit. EPO doesn't have any of that. Doesn't have an out-of-network benefit, Cairo, ClassPass, anything. It's just your bare bones. With that said, it is very, very sufficient for members because, again, the network is so strong, they're going to be able to find the care that they need. And when presented with the three options, about 65% of employees choose the EPO, and you still have folks going to the PPO and the PPO Max, but the majority of people do go with the EPO because it's the most sensibly priced of all three options. My colleague just wanted me to point out also that a lot of times people still, even with our plan, even though it's really easy to understand and it's streamlined and so forth, they actually have access to a care navigator. That care navigator is assigned to them from day one. When they do their baseline visit, that care navigator is with them throughout. They have their cell phone, they can text them, they can call them, and so forth. If they're unavailable because, they also have to sleep, they have to have some downtime. Our member services department is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, US-based, in Spanish if necessary, translation services up to 210 languages. So our members have support 24 hours a day by calling member services. The care navigators are very highly trained employees of Curative. Those member services reps are trained just equally as care navigators. So they do have all the answers. When somebody's curious about where's the prior authorization, where are we at with that? They can always pick up the phone, text or call their care navigator. If that care navigator is unavailable, our member services is going to be able to answer their questions again at any hour of the day. They have all the data, they have all the information that the member needs to be able to get the answers that they're requesting. So to highlight, our member services does a remarkable job, and you won't be on hold for 3 hours trying to get in touch with someone. The response time is really quick.
Quote,
you
said that there's a $30,000 transition credit. Can you explain that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we did include a $30,000. We call it transition credit. I think officially it's a premium reduction credit. The organization will receive that as a credit. I believe it's second month or third month after the effective date. So you'll have a $30,000 credit. You can use that for whatever you want, technology, transit, anything at all that you needed, or that is the credit that the organization receives month two, month three after effective date.
All right, so I'm gonna state some of the obviouses, you know, or yeah, because it's right here. So for preferred drugs, generic and brand name, as long as they're in a preferred drug category, there is no cost until you get into the non-preferred, and then there's a couple different options there. But
you won't pay more than $250 if it falls under a tier three medication. 97% of our members, 97% utilization, are finding the medication that they need in our formulary at $0. They are finding the medication that they need and paying $0. We have a drug for pretty much every disease management out there. For any disease out there, in our formulary, we have a medication for it. If it's not the name brand, any of those drugs that you see on Super Bowl commercials, we have a biosimilar alternative that fall under $0. So they're paid $0 for the medication that they need. If they need a drug that falls under that tier two, they're going to pay $50 copay. If they need a drug that falls under that tier three, they're going to pay $250 copay. They're never going to pay more than that. But I can assure you that even those tiers, the medication that they might want under that $50 copay or $250, we have a biosimilar or alternative to those in tier one that they're paying $0. It's a simple call to their doctor and say, hey, we have this alternative or biosimilar. And by the way, on a molecular level, it is the exact same thing. We have this alternative to what they've been taking. We can save them some money because in our formulary, it's $0. Doctor checks it out. They talk to the patient. If they think that's fine, they can do that and try that. And if it's effective for them, $0. So 97% is really high utilization, meaning they're finding the medication that they need and paying $0 for the medication.
Emergency room visits are $0.
Well, $0 if it's a true emergency. We do a really good job. Our account management team does a really good job of educating our members when to use an ER. The last place you want to go if you just have the sniffles or you think you have the flu is an ER. That's why we have telemedicine that our members have access to, that doctors can prescribe medication by having a telemedicine consultation or an urgent care center, an urgent care clinic that they can go. We try to avoid folks from going to the ER unnecessarily. If it's a true emergency, of course, if they can go to the emergency room and it's going to be $0. If they're going to the ER because they have the sniffles, that's not a true emergency. We actually have guidelines in our benefit booklet that show exactly what a medically necessary visit to the ER, what that constitutes. But yeah, I mean, to answer your question, if they need to go to the emergency room, regardless of what emergency room it is, it's going to be $0, especially, you know, if they're in an ambulance and they're not going to say, hey, that hospital's out of network, take me here. No, they're going to go to the closest one. And if that ambulance is out of network, if that ER is out of network, it's still going to be $0 for
them. And let me back up and say, what I'm stating is that they are in a compliant status. And compliant being that they've completed the baseline visit within the first 120 days if we were to contract with Curative.
Yes. And even before that, everybody has 120 days. So if anything, God forbid, happens during that trial run, it's also going to be $0. It's only at day 121. If they haven't completed their baseline visit, then they're going to revert to a $5,000 deductible. So God forbid, day two of their effective date, emergency happens, God forbid they find out they have cancer or they have a heart attack or something, that's going to be $0 out of pocket for them. Anybody on this plan that will have a baby in 6 months is going to be pay $0 for that baby. So it really is game changing for people's lives.
You mentioned your own pharmacy. Is that pretty much set up for mail?
Yes,
mail order as fines.
Closed door pharmacy.
Yeah.
So we ship throughout the country and do next day delivery to your doorstep. So
perfect.
All right, so I'm gonna ask probably because it almost sounds too good to be true.
I've heard that for the last 3 years.
So in saying that, is there a scenario where somebody who is covered in the plan, again, we'll exclude anything that's chiropractic because I know that's got a few exceptions in there. But if they're in network and they've completed the baseline assessment within the first 120 days, what would somebody pay for? I mean, is there a something that they're paying for?
There's no scenario where our members are going to pay out of pocket as long as they do the baseline visit. As long as they're in network,
yeah,
and they do the baseline visit, it is going to be $0 deductible, $0 out of pocket. There's no scenario where they have to pay anything. On those rare instances, if they do pay something for whatever reason, that provider has no clue, which happens, mail us that bill and you'll get reimbursed. We actually have a QR code that they can upload that bill and it'll be reimbursed. Our members are paying $0 for care. It is a philosophy of Curative that if you remove the financial burden of getting care, you're going to become healthier. And that's what we want. We want folks to be healthier. And how do you do that? You no longer take the can down the road because of that high cost. You don't put it on the back burner anymore. Many doctor's offices have, these advertisements in their front office saying, finance your health care. That's a sad reality that a lot of Americans face. So if they can't afford the deductible, they can't afford the doctor's visit, as a result, people are unhealthy, unproductive, and productivity goes down. By us eliminating that, obviously we have more productive workforce, but also people are just getting healthier. And it is a philosophy of Curative from day one to have for folks to be healthy. And how do you eliminate, how does that happen? By eliminating the high cost. So I know it is too good to be true. I always say, well, what's the catch? The catch is just do the baseline visit within the first 120 days, and that unlocks a benefit. And I'll tell you, 98% of the folks that we brought on do the baseline visit because they want that benefit of no longer having the burden of a deductible, no longer having the burden of out-of-pocket every time they go see a doctor, $50 here, $75 here, tack on a dependent. It all adds up. And so I get that, but 850 groups and 125,000 members later, the members they love it. This is a game-changing health plan for them. And we are the same as any other health plan out there. The only difference is we have removed the financial burden for our members to be able to find the care that they need. As I said earlier, it's much easier for us to pay a $100,000 claim than it is $1 million claim. We want people to find out, God forbid, they have high blood pressure, hypertension, because we want them to avoid having a heart attack. And how do you do that? By offering a health plan that they're able to go to the doctor that they've been putting off for years and years and years. So we think that we have the solution the way healthcare should be in this country. You know, this is the health healthcare is supposed to be the gold standard in around the world. Well, it's not when you when people are overpaid just to get the care that they deserve. So we've, I think, have created something really innovative, and that's why we've expanded into other states. We actually have members in all 50 states currently that are utilizing our health plan, but we're just starting out, and the sky's the limit, and things are really, really going well. And we see a lot of success with our plan, not just for Curative as itself, but for the members that are utilizing the health plan.
Could you explain that the visit a little better?
Absolutely.
So that's a question that I'm going to get from some of the employees that we have. Is what is in that visit? What do I have to do?
Great question. Two components. It takes about 45 minutes to an hour. The first component is with a care navigator. That care navigator is going to be assigned to you throughout the time that you're with Curative. Consider it like a real white glove service. That care navigator is orienting you through the plan. They're talking about, they're answering your questions. They're pointing you in the right direction of the nearest ER, the nearest doctor, the nearest pharmacy. All of those questions that you might traditionally find in maybe a booklet, that person is orienting you and helping you understand the plan. If you haven't been to the doctor in the last 5 or 10 years or ever, that care navigator is helping you find a primary care doctor. They're just answering all your questions. After that, you go on and talk to a clinician. You're talking about what your health goals are, what your roadmap looks like. Remember, if you didn't have a doctor, that care navigator just helped you find one. Consider that a really great springboard to go on to talk to the primary care doctor that care navigator helped you. So it's two components, takes about an hour. I like to say about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour. And again, it's the majority of the time is spent orienting you through the plan, helping you understand the plan, answering all those questions that you may have, coupled with a visit with a clinician about what your health goals are, what your health journey looks like. Maybe you have high blood pressure, maybe you have high cholesterol, maybe you need to lose a few pounds. They're going to help you guide you through that. And again, it's a springboard to go on to talk to your primary care doctor. And as long as you do that visit, it unlocks that $0 benefit after 120 days. So that's what the baseline visit entails. Early on, we couldn't just give people the $0 benefit. We had to give them some incentive. So what was the incentive? Let's do an hour visit with our care navigators to orient them to the plan, into the plan. But then let's also have a clinician component to it. Let's talk about what health goals are and so forth.
And that pre-existing conditions,
no issue whatsoever. And furthermore, this is a confidential visit. It has no bearing on premium. It will not impact the premium at all. If, God forbid, someone finds out they have anything, they're going to get the treatment that they need, and it's going to cost them $0. So yeah, no impact on premium. No, nobody's going to get rejected for pre-existing condition or anything like that. Which is not exclusive to Curative. That's a federal law. You can't. Yeah. But
sometimes it changes numbers.
There's always there's always loopholes everywhere, right? No loopholes.
So it's a baseline visit. That's kind of combined together. That's orientation into Curative, onboarding, so to speak. All kind of rolled into one. What does enrollment look like? If we were to go with Curative contract, what is initial enrollment look like, and what is supported in that process?
Jennifer, talk to them.
So we can do on-site, in-person, open enrollment meetings, if that's what you like. Is that what you're usually used to?
We've kind of gone through different phases of it. At this point, I think mostly it is enrollment forms are pushed down to departments.
But we can do recorded meetings as well, so that we've done that before, where we record a meeting tailored to your group so that people can watch that on their own. We do like open enrollment meetings because you heard there's a lot of information. So, and that's going to clear up a lot of confusion. So if we can do it on site, or like I said, we could do virtual, or we could do a recording. So it's whatever. And it would cover a lot of the information that Felipe went over.
This is a, sorry to interrupt, this is a large enough group that we can actually have in-person open enrollment.
Okay.
Over a couple days.
Okay.
And shifts that we do the actual open enrollment session, Q&A, and so forth. We'll have all the material for our members available for them and so forth. But yes, we can have on-site support.
Yeah.
And just to the catch is the baseline visit. That's it. And so our team does a really good job of providing reports, even on a weekly basis, showing who hasn't done the baseline visit, so that your HR department can go after them and say, hey, you got 90 days, you got to do this. So we'll be able to provide you a list of who hasn't done the baseline visits and do some accounting.
I know coming into this, yeah, I thought it was going to require a doctor's office visit, you know, really start poking on you and prodding you, but it sounds very non-invasive. It's more of a getting people to understand the plan, they understand the plan, and they can manage it better. I was thinking of a scenario earlier when you were talking about, so you pay your $30, doctor gives you, you know, whatever, and then says, come back in a week and follow up. Well, most men will go, I'm feeling much better. I'm not going back in.
Exactly.
Because why would you spend another $30? You know, in this case, hopefully if it's zero, they'll go back in for that follow-up. But that was
absolutely.
And they're going, I can see that.
Yeah, and this isn't something that replaces that annual doctor visit or that physical or anything. It's like you said, it's true onboarding. It's kind of walking through the plan, helping you understand it. And that goes a long way, because like I said, instead of us just mailing a welcome packet saying good luck, we really want to engage you early so that you can really maximize this health plan. So that's the goal.
And then we have so many wellness benefits. So during that baseline visit, if someone qualifies, that's how that is unlocked. So access to noon, access to my brain just went blank. Well, we have HEB nutrition, you know, and one-on-one diabetic support, things like that. That's what, during that baseline visit, that's what's going to guide and offer those members that qualify.
We have like a dozen or so programs, health and wellness programs that our members have access to free of charge. Noom has become really popular. I don't know if you guys knew, everyone gets that as long as they meet a BMI of like 27, which it's pretty much all of us. It's 12 months free of charge for a year. They want to continue on that, they can, but we want to jumpstart that and give that to them. We also have out-of-pocket health and wellness programs for folks that are combating addiction through a program called Palego, which is opioid addiction, any kind of addiction out there. Not gambling addiction. I tried that. But any kind of that type of opioid. We really emphasize on mental health. So we have a lot of mental health providers that are in network with us that our members have access to at $0. But above and beyond that, we also have health and wellness programs for specifically mental health wellness.
The baseline visit, is it virtual, in person? I mean, I read through it. I see baseline, sure. But I don't.
Yes, it's one of two ways, in person. Okay. If anybody wants to drive down to Austin,
yeah. that was kind of my worry, because yeah, nobody was driving down.
But I think it's something like 80%. Plus, do it virtually.
Okay.
And so we have a virtual option.
Okay.
They're connecting with that care navigator, they're connecting with that clinician, and they can do it all on a virtual basis, okay, even outside of regular business hours.
Sure.
So I did my baseline visit at 10 p.m. Easy pick.
Kind of anecdotal, are y'all engaged with Bell County? Are they one of your clients at this point?
Yes, They came on either late last year or early this year, and yeah, all 1,500 of their employees are accurate. And we have quite a few counties.
I was going to ask you, are there aware of any other?
Yes, we do have several counties under our belt, several municipalities, several school districts. But yeah, we do have a handful of counties that are with curative. Bell County being one of the largest, I think 1,500. Is that right? Does that sound about right?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Okay, because sometimes I get confused with Bell or Belton, but I believe it's Bell County.
Bell County, yeah.
Yeah. We've had great success with counties and municipalities and so forth.
I don't have any other questions. I mean,
you answered. It's a new kind of health insurance.
Now we just gotta
digest all this.
Well, I want to thank this body. Really, really much appreciate the opportunity. Thanks again for scheduling us. But a special thanks to Randy McFarland for setting all this up and having this opportunity. Really, really appreciate it. We look forward to hopefully having a partnership.
Thank you for your time, and I hope your return trip is less eventful than the one getting here. I mean,
you go a little bit further west and get on 281. You don't have to get on 35.
Your Honor, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. If you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out.
Thank you. Okay. That concludes the business of the court today. We stand adjourned. Thank you all.